Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we'll explore a beautiful message of hope, redemption, and salvation that resonates just as strongly today as it did thousands of years ago. Today's Bible verses are from Luke chapter 1, verses 68 to 70, and verses 76 to 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has visited and brought redemption to his people. He has raised up a horn for our salvation within the house of David, his servant, even as he promised through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. And you, child, will be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the daybreak from on high will visit us to shine on those who sit in darkness and death's shadow, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
Think about the weight of this moment. God had made promises through his prophets generations ago, and now in this precise moment in history, these ancient words were coming to life. He raised up what scripture calls a horn of salvation in the house of David. This horn represents power and strength, a mighty salvation that would change everything. The mention of David's house is particularly significant. God had promised David that his kingdom would endure forever, that one of his descendants would establish an eternal throne. Now, after hundreds of years, that promise was being fulfilled in a way that exceeded all expectations. This wasn't just about political power or earthly kingdoms. This was about a redemption that would transform hearts and restore humanity's relationship with God. In these verses, we see God's incredible faithfulness. He doesn't forget his promises no matter how much time passes. When he says he will do something, it's not a matter of if, but when. This redemption didn't come in the way many expected, but it came exactly as God had planned at precisely the right moment in history. In the midst of this unfolding divine drama, we encounter a remarkable prophecy about a child who would play a crucial role in God's plan. This child would be called the Prophet of the Most High, a title that carries profound significance. This wasn't just any religious leader or teacher. This was someone specifically chosen by God to prepare the way for the Lord himself. Think about what this means, to prepare the way for God. This child's mission wasn't just about delivering messages or performing rituals. It was about helping people's hearts and minds become ready for an encounter with the divine. He would go before the Lord, clearing paths through the wilderness of human hearts, making straight what was crooked, and leveling the mountains of pride that stood in the way. One of the most beautiful aspects of this prophecy is how this child would bring knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sins. This wasn't just head knowledge or theological understanding. This was intimate, transformative knowledge that would change people from the inside out. Through his ministry, people would come to understand that God's salvation wasn't about earning favor through good works, but about receiving forgiveness through God's mercy. This prophet would help people see their need for salvation and point them toward the source of that salvation. Like a herald announcing the arrival of a king, he would proclaim the coming of God's mercy. His role was crucial yet humble, not to be the light himself, but to testify about the light that was coming into the world. This mission flowed directly from God's tender mercy. The same compassionate heart that moved God to promise redemption also appointed this prophet to prepare the way. Every aspect of God's plan, from the greatest to the smallest detail, reveals his loving care for his people and his desire to bring them back to himself.
Let's pause for a moment and consider what it means when we speak of God's tender mercy as a daybreak from on high. Think about those early morning moments when the first rays of sunlight pierce through the darkness. That's exactly what God's mercy does in our lives. It breaks through our darkest moments with hope and warmth. Many of us know what it feels like to sit in darkness. Maybe it's the darkness of uncertainty, fear, or despair. Maybe it's the shadow of grief or loneliness that seems to stretch endlessly before us. These shadows can feel suffocating, making us lose our way and our sense of purpose. But God's mercy doesn't leave us there. Like the dawn that faithfully arrives each morning, his light penetrates even the deepest darkness. It's not a harsh, blinding light that overwhelms us, but a gentle illumination that helps us find our bearings again. This is the tender mercy of our God. He meets us exactly where we are in whatever darkness we face. This light does more than just shine. It guides our feet into the path of peace. Peace isn't just the absence of conflict. It's the presence of wholeness and purpose. When God's light shines in our lives, it doesn't just show us where we are. It shows us where we can go. It illuminates the path forward step by step, leading us toward the peace He has promised. Think about a lighthouse guiding ships through treacherous waters. That's what God's mercy does for us. It doesn't immediately transport us out of our difficulties, but it provides the light we need to navigate through them. It brings hope when hope seems impossible, and it shows us that even in our darkest moments, we're never truly alone. When we look at God's faithfulness throughout history, we can't help but be filled with confidence for our own journeys. These aren't just ancient stories or distant promises. They're demonstrations of God's unchanging character that we can count on today, just as He fulfilled His promises to His people. Then He continues to be faithful to us now. But what does living in these promises look like in our daily lives? It starts with remembering that God's faithfulness isn't dependent on our perfect performance. When we wake up each morning, we can trust that His mercies are new. His promises are sure and His presence is constant. This truth should transform how we face our daily challenges and opportunities. Think about the times when you felt overwhelmed by circumstances or uncertain about the future. These are precisely the moments when we can lean into God's promises, just as He provided a horn of salvation for His people. He provides strength and protection for us today. When bills pile up, relationships get strained, or health concerns arise, we can remember that we serve the same faithful God who has never failed to fulfill His word. But this isn't just about our personal comfort. We're called to be bearers of this hope to others. When we truly grasp the reliability of God's promises, it changes how we interact with those around us. We become living testimonies of His faithfulness. That encouraging word you share with a struggling coworker, that moment of patience with a difficult family member, that act of kindness toward a stranger. These are all ways we can reflect God's faithful love to others. Let's be intentional about sharing this message of hope. Sometimes it's through our words, but often it's through our actions and attitudes when people see us responding to life's challenges with trust, rather than panic with hope, rather than despair, they glimpse something of God's faithfulness. We become living proof that His promises aren't just words on a page, but transformative truths that change how we navigate life. Remember, the same God who orchestrated salvation through the house of David is orchestrating your story today. His promises aren't just for the big moments. They're for every ordinary Tuesday, every mundane task, every unexpected challenge. Let's live like people who truly believe in the faithfulness of our God.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your unchanging faithfulness and the tender mercy that shines like the dawn, guiding us through our darkest moments. Just as You fulfilled Your promises through the generations, help us to trust in Your unfailing love in our own lives. May we be bearers of Your light, sharing hope and peace with those around us. Lead us, Lord, to walk confidently in Your promises and reflect Your steadfast goodness in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, may God's abundant grace and boundless love guide your steps today and always. May His light illuminate your path, and may His peace fill your heart. Go forth in His blessings, knowing you are cherished and equipped to share His goodness with the world. Take care and be blessed.